And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you. It's going to be a blast. Man, we're talking sea drones, we're talking fishing. The tuna fishing is happening, inshore, offshore. It's going to be a great one. And we got Rosie and Jeff from Sea Drone Sport Fishing. It's going to be a great show. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I know we're talking a beautiful place from Mexico today, Rick, but you just got back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from a beautiful place.
Yeah, we just did our Fisherman's Lining Tackle, Frank Lopreste El Salto trip, get back last night, and we had a fantastic time. It was really good. We'll talk a little more about it later, but, I mean, great, great fishing. That place is very special, different. You know, I'm a saltwater guy, and but I still love freshwater fishing. It's what I grew up doing, and that place is just it's awesome. You know, really, really good opportunities, a bunch of fish. You know, we had I fished with Brandon from the tackle store, and, you know, we had 100 fish days every single day and lots of really nice ones. We didn't have any giants like the, you know, the Holy Grail 10-pound or anything, but the number of big fish we had was spectacular. I mean, the number of fish from 3.5 pounds to 7 pounds was just, it was unreal. And we, the part that was so cool is, Jeff, you would dig it. For a guy like, you know, guys like us that aren't, you know, hardcore, know every little thing about every lure like Brandon does, my best fishing, and this is no blowing smoke because he's sitting next to me, was on a 5-inch MC Viejo and a half-ounce boxer head.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, like,
it just works.
We were calico bass fishing. I mean, literally on our calico bass, like, my Cedros outfit was our number one fish lake Barrett. You know, fire off a lead head and a swim bait, let it hit the bottom, and just turn the handle nice and slow and let that thing crawl across the bottom. And the bites are so violent. And Brandon was right. Like, you know, you get a lot of fish that, you know, they, you know, but But with that, you know, like he was explaining, that's a big bait, and like it's like they're trying to eat a tilapia, and you know, so a little shad, they just open their mouth and flare their gill plates, and you know, everything goes in. But they need to when they're trying to eat a fish that big, they need to kill it and capture it. So like the bites are just jarring. Oh my god,
wow.
It was so cool, you guys. We had the best time. It was awesome.
You know,
yeah.
Honestly, all you have to mention is El Salto. You, you don't even have to tell me about the fishing. Just it's like. When you say El Salto, my heart melts, man. And it's kind of like Cedros.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to talk about a place where my heart melts, and it's exactly that at Cedros Sport Fishing. And I think that there was two guys on our trip that are coming fishing with you already, Rosie, and we talked a lot of Cedros on this trip. I don't think that there is a more consistent place that you can travel to know the caliber of fishing you're going to have all the time. I have been so fortunate to come fishing with you a bunch of times, and we've never had a bad one. And the consistency there is incredible. And that's not something that we talk about all the time, but there's no bad months. There's no bad times. It's so, so good. We absolutely love it, and there's a reason you guys are so popular, and we can't wait to talk about it today.
The same thing. It's just the consistency of fish is unbelievable.
It really is.
I mean, from trip to trip to trip, it's just wow.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And it's not just consistency of fish. It's consistency of the whole operation. I mean, every time you go, starting well before you go, like, if you haven't been, you know, I think at this point a lot of our anglers have been fishing with you, but I know there's always people that haven't. And, like, you take something that, for somebody who's never been before, I talk to people at the tackle store about it all the time. There's hesitations on going. It's an island in Mexico, and I've got to take a flight out of a foreign country, and, man, I don't know. I don't know if my Spanish is up to doing that. You handle everything. Yeah, I mean, from well before the trip starts till after it's done, you hold our hand through it.
Yeah, and you know what I do, and it's like I actually had a few people that I signed up, actually two guys that I signed up just this last week, that, you know, had a lot of questions. And I think I spent 20, 25 minutes on the phone with each of them and kind of, like, calmed their nerves. And even, like I said, you know, give your wife my phone number.
That's
cool.
You
know, when a call is coming in from you, it's not going to look like it's from your cell phone number. It's going to be +01111.
Yeah, right.
And I say, we'll get you all dialed in. And don't worry, I meet you down at the CBX, and I do all your paperwork because I want it to be done right. I don't want there to be any hiccups and someone in the group have to wait for someone else in the group because paperwork wasn't done properly.
Sure.
So, yeah, every step of the way from way before you leave to when you come back has been thought through to make sure that everything goes off without a hitch.
I totally understand that some individuals have that concern of traveling to Mexico.
Absolutely.
And it's for some parts there is a concern, but for what you're doing, and we've talked about it on the radio show here many of times, but through CBX and everything
so
you're doing
easy.
And traveling to an island, it's as safe as it gets.
On your own flight.
Your own flight, your own chartered flight. You know, and we've had a few guys, like I said, again, in this last few weeks that were saying, well, my wife really doesn't want me to go because of all the stuff that's going on down in Mexico. It's like, well, we're in Mexico.
Right.
And
right.
Also, you have to remember that the Tijuana International Airport is just that.
Yeah.
It's an international airport. The security down there is fabulous. And for us to get across the border and to go where we need to go, it's always secure. And it's very quick and it's very easy. And before you know it, you're in the plane and you're gone.
And you're on an island. And it's so cool because the entire town, it's their sons and their dad.
Yeah.
That
generations of families that have grown up there.
The guy running the Ponga, it's his family. You know, they're all connected. Like,
absolutely.
There is nothing going to go wrong on that island.
Yeah,
no.
One of the things that came up in a conversation one evening when we were down there is what happens when somebody does something wrong that lives on the island. It's easy. They get a one-way ticket back to the mainland and they're not allowed back.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, have we ever had anything stolen out of the lodge? Not to my knowledge.
No.
Yeah. And
it's just not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen because most of that island appreciates the fact that people are coming down and spending money.
That's it, man.
Town.
Never locked my door once when I stayed there. Never one time. Never. You know, even think about it.
Yeah.
I
feel more
laptop,
comfortable.
Everything.
I feel more comfortable down there and leaving my stuff out than I used to at the old house we
had. Yeah, I was going to say,
I had to lock my doors at the old house.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I traveled to Baja a lot in the 20 to 30 years ago,
yeah.
and that there's just something very special about the people of Baja and the welcoming and the heartfelt hugs and when you have that on the island. It's
yeah.
exactly that. That's to my recollection.
No
yeah,
doubt.
Absolutely.
Hey, real quick, we're going to go live. We got our man, Captain Frank Lopresti, is on the line right now. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, good morning, Rick. I just want to add to that. They worry about men in Mexico. If you look at how many shootings happen in the United States yes. every single day, I think you got to worry about men in the U.S.
Yes.
Anyhow, Rick, I wanted to let you know that Roy has had another fabulous trip. I don't think it's been many years since somebody's had four fish over 300.
Whoa.
He's got four over 300 and 11 more over 200.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic trip. Excellent, excellent fishing. Gary Cotter from Santa Barbara has two of the fish over 300.
No!
Cool. Yep. And then on another note, I'm sure Rick's already mentioned it. If you wanted to put a scale rating on our trip to El Salto on a 1 to 10, I'm just going to disagree with that. I have to say it was up around 20.
it was incredible, wasn't
fun.
It?
You talk about. And, you know, I got to say, and our next trip's going to be the same way, but not with Brandon and Rick on the trip. It's going to be Darren and RC. Those guys made it even especially nicer. It was just like being at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They were every night, they would help everybody get their tackle ready and give suggestions before they'd even touch their own. It was just sensational the whole time. And the fishing, you know, one day there, myself and Don Crabtree had 182 fish.
Man.
So you can imagine how much fun it was. We had a blast.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I have a quick question for Frank.
Yeah.
So 182 fish between two people. Who caught the most?
Right?
Oh, Don Crabtree caught more than I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
That man.
I could answer that for him because one day Frank and I switched, and he fished with Brandon, and I got to fish with Don. You want to talk about an assassin on the water,
yeah.
man. He makes every cast is perfect. They're always accurate. They always hit right at the beach. And he's just, I kept calling him the silent assassin. He wouldn't even say anything. And I'd be loud and high five, and I'd look over. And every time I'd look over, Don just got another one. He is a very, very good fisherman. It was a lot of fun.
The first 2 days when they were biting well, I pretty well stayed right with him. But when it got to get a little tougher, he kicked my butt, okay?
Well, Frank had an unbelievable time with you at El Salto. What an amazing trip. That's three trips in a row, if I'm not wrong, that the Royal Polaris has just absolutely cracked them down there. And so great to see long-hanging fishing back to what it has been, and we're enjoying an amazing time. What's next for the Royal Polaris?
And that is three trips in a row where we've had fish over 300 also.
Okay.
Next for the Royal Polaris is headed for Oregon to do some major maintenance and get that done and back to San Diego by June the 9th to run our first three-day trip, okay?
Okay. Well, and I know that we had a fantastic time. Is there any is the spot full for the next trip with RC and Darren and yourself for El Salto?
I think I have one spot open, but I'm pretty sure I got somebody that's spoken for that. Let's just say that we could take one person on standby if they're interested at all, and all they got to do is call Fisherman's Landing, leave their number, and I'll call them back.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. Well, a great trip in Mexico. We had a blast fishing with you, and so happy for Roy and the Royal Polaris and all those anglers that got to experience such a great trip. Thanks for the update.
All right, you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that very much.
Man, what a report.
That's crazy.
And those are yellowfin, the 300-plus.
I mean, they are having such a good trip. It was so fun being down there with Frank, and he'd get the update every morning. They got another one over three. They got another one. Yeah, just incredible. Well, back to incredible fishing. This last year at Cedros, following along, I don't know that it's possible, but it seemed like the yellowtail, it was as good of numbers fishing as it always has been, which is incredible. you never want to say that it's guaranteed limits every day, but it sure feels like it. But the grade this year was spectacular.
It was
the same numbers fishing that you tend to always see, but I've never seen so many fish over 30 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like trip after trip after trip. It's such a special place.
And not only the yellowtail grade, but how about the halibut grade this last year was unbelievable.
Halibut has always been available down there, and you guys have always caught them. But this last kind of full season seems to be the year that, you know, your crew, Javier and Lalo and all those guys, like, really have it dialed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really... It's a science now for those guys.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, years before, people would come down and, you know, hey, it's the yellowtail and calico bass, you know, capital of the world.
Right.
And they never had halibut on their mind. And, you know, all of a sudden we start getting a few halibut. And, you know, I mean, social media, I'm posting halibut. Now people are focused on taking down gear that they want to go for halibut also. Not just looking at yellowtail.
And why not with as big as they are?
Totally. You know? And it adds so much to it where if you happen to have one day on your trip where the wind blows and you want to, you know, and it's, you know, I mean, it's the boats. That's the other thing, too. The pongas that you guys have there in the fleet, they're big. They're big,
yeah.
And they're very comfortable, and they can certainly handle the wind. But if you don't feel like being on a day where it's choppy, there's, I don't know how big that island is, but there's tens of miles of protected lee on that island, and all of it provides great halibut fishing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's so good. We had one day where it got breezy in the afternoon, and we went down and we caught our yellowtail in the morning. We had very easy limits of yellowtail, and then everybody just kind of high-fived, and we just tootled up the lee side of the island, and we're drifting halibut. We had like 50 bass. And a handful of halibut, all in perfectly calm weather. It's just, it adds such a great option to the trip.
It really does. And like I said, over the you know, years when I first started, people weren't thinking halibut. They weren't thinking of, you know, the lee. But it's like, man, it's there, and it's there for the taking, you know?
And there's nothing. I mean, there's nothing that
there,
like
there's
hell
some
for
beautiful that. Rocky points that come out on the lee side.
Right.
By the fish co-op at the north end. It's rocky. It's not that deep, but there are some big yellows that just cruise that area. And when I first started going down there, I was a 30-pound, 40-pound guy, throw iron, crank them in, no big deal. This last trip we were down, it was 80-pound Spectra, 80-pound leader.
Now you're talking my speech.
That's Corey's language.
Throwing, you know, the you know, your favorite surface lure. And as soon as you'd hook the fish, it was a wrestling match. Because those fish that were in that area this last season were big.
Yeah.
And they have shoulders, and they're unhappy when they get hooked.
Angry.
And you got to chase them down with the boat. And you feel them bouncing off rocks.
Oh,
every time you feel
cool,
it,
man.
You're like, okay, he's hitting his head on the rock as he's going by at, you know, 20 miles an hour trying to shake that jig. And you just keep thinking, God, I'm glad I got 80 pound on right now.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get the fish up. And you're working hard to bring it in. And then when it's all over, you realize, that was so much fun. I'm going to cast again, but you got to get your forearms uncramped.
Yeah, right.
You know?
your back while you're doing it says no more, but the adrenaline of that fish hitting the deck and the photo, like, that next cast is coming right now.
Yep.
That's
so
cool. Is there times of year where one style of fishing is better than others? Do you find this is the best calico bass time? And the reason I ask that is because I have been down now in June, in July, in August, and October. And I used to always say June was my absolute favorite month. I still think the best calico bass fishing is in June. And you get really good yellowtail to go with it. But I've been in most of the months that you guys operate now, and we've never had a slow trip. I mean, not once.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, I get that question all the time, what's the best month to go? It's like, well, when can you go?
Yeah.
That's the best month to go.
What's your schedule for it?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you start off in June, and you get those really big yellowtail. You get good calico bass, you know, the white sea bass and all that. And, I mean, then you get into August, and, you know, you might get some of the smaller yellowfin that come in. And then September, you get the Dorado and Wahoo.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's... it's all good. When can you go?
That sounds so good. Well, it's such a great spot. We absolutely love it. Love the staff and the people and the fishing, and we're going to be talking about it all morning, and we're going to be talking to you. So much great Let's Talk Hookup coming your way this morning.
Absolutely, Rick, and like I keep saying, man, talk of my speed, yellowtail and some calico bass, nothing wrong with that at Cedros Island. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth today to one lucky caller or texter, so give us a shout. Looking, the lines are full, but
yeah.
Right? Why aren't they for
Cedros?
But when one line does drop, give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. And like we say all the time, it's a free download. The only way to text the show is via the app, and it's a super simple deal. But it is a one-way deal. We can't text you back. So when you do send your message, try to keep it short. Do remember to leave your name and telephone number on that text, because at the end of the show, we're going to have maybe Jeff or Rosie flip the coin and see if it goes to a caller or texter. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. Again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com. And we'll see you on the water.
This is Dave Brown with Okuma Fishing Tackle, and I wanted to personally tell you about a great opportunity to own the latest in Okuma products. Okuma Fishing Tackle is donating a $2,000 shopping spree to benefit the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea organization, and one lucky winner will be able to choose any of the products from the Okuma lineup. Okuma is a proud sponsor of the Rollo program, and we wanted to create an exciting promotion that would benefit Captain Rollo's ability to get more kids fishing. Entering the $2,000 giveaway is easy. Just buy 5 Rollo Grand Raffle tickets and you will receive one entry into the drawing. The winner will be drawn on April 29th. To purchase tickets, contact Tim at RolloKids.org or call Tim at 909-223-9631. That's 909-223-9631. Good luck to everyone, and thank you for support of Okuma and the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Talking about this fun Cedros stuff. while we're at commercial, and it just...
I'm so fired up right now, dude.
I'm actually going on the July
trip. You're going on the July trip, and you got two spots open.
I know it. Let's go.
Let's go.
So if somebody's listening and wants to join us, I don't even know who I'm fishing with or whatever, but if they come, there might be a chance for fishing with
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, because there's a couple groups already on there. So, man, if you're looking to go and you need to go in July, you might be fishing with the master Corey Sandin himself.
Who do they call?
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Honey, can I go with Corey?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Matter of fact, yeah.
I love Cedros. I've been down there a handful of times with Jeff, who's not in operation anymore.
Right.
And it's a very special place. It really is. And I say that from my heart.
No, it's magical. It is truly magical. It is old world Mexico. And like we were saying, it's like families and generations of families there that is just, you know, they bring you in as family.
And they're very proud of the island. Like, they're very proud, and they're proud to have you there. And it's just it's a really cool spot. You're not a local that's like, you're not a non-local, get out of here kind of thing. It's more of like, hey, you know, come share our island with us. It's
family.
Yeah, it is. It's cool.
And they treat you that way. I mean, I've had customers more in the last couple of years that have come back and they say, you're not going to believe this, but Chevo invited me to his house for, you know, evening dinner, or Martine invited me to his house, and it was just like, wow.
That's,
you know,
right.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
and it's
cool.
Just like, yeah, they just treat you as family.
So if they want to join us on that July trip, what were the dates again?
July 4th. Yeah, I think it's like the 3rd through the 7th.
There it is.
Something like that. And yeah, give me a buzz, 619-772-7570.
Well, so cool.
That's an easy one with work, too, because you get to sneak an extra day off for the holidays.
There
so you're not having
you
to take as much time off to,
Right.
Because I think July 4th is actually on a Tuesday.
It is.
I can tell you, I've been down there fishing bass during the beginning weeks of July, and it is incredible.
I can't wait.
They are so aggressive. They're getting ready to spawn.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you're throwing a crankbait or, you know, a stick bait, and you have to take all but one hook off.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're taking off two or possibly three, depending on the bait.
Isn't that
you're throwing.
Crazy?
And it makes it a little dangerous when you got three calicos dangling off of a big stick bait with hooks. You catch two at a time with a crankbait where it goes back out the gill plate. And then something else eats it, and you wind in two.
Jeez.
You
know,
man.
I've been down there, and if you're thinking about going, and you want to fish with Corey, and you want to have a great time fishing calicos, those trips are probably going to be gone.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be gone.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. So get on it.
And the kelp, too. The last time down there was 2 years ago, and the kelp was coming back.
Healthy.
Yes.
Very
nice,
healthy,
right?
Kelp. Mm-hmm.
And so with the colder condition, or colder being, you know,
relative.
It could be in the 70s,
exactly.
Right, instead of the 80s.
Yeah. Right.
And hurricane-type stuff knocking that stuff out. But it's coming back healthy.
It is very healthy. Very thick.
Yeah, the
beautiful.
Last 7 years, when we first got down there 7-8 years ago, the south end of the island used to have kelp, or it did, you know, that was there, and
it was gone.
It was absolutely just stripped down.
Yeah.
Looked like a Marine's haircut, right? This last season when we were there in October, the kelp around the south end of the island was massive.
Really?
Going up
okay.
towards...
full Augustine Bay is full.
Yeah. And then up at Punta Colorado and all that area, and then back up the north side where the fish camp is at the north end of the island, it's just carpeted. It's beautiful. It's exciting.
Corey's licking his chop right now. Well, you can visualize your cast on that weedless bait coming down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I always giggle in the kelp where all of a sudden you see the birds walking across the kelp. It's like, okay, kelp's thick.
That's so cool. Well, the phones are packed and the texts are, too. I know everybody's excited to talk to you, Rosie. Corey, why don't we start it off with the phones?
All right. How about Ben? Ben calling from San Diego. Good morning, Ben. Appreciate you joining us.
What's up, Ben? We got you there, Ben? Well, it looks like
making coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Might have dropped off there. Well, why don't we grab another?
How about Dave? Dave calling from ASA. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Say, Rosie and Jeff, just talking to you gets me so fired up thinking about some of the great fishing trips I've had down your way. And it's more than a fishing trip. It's an adventure down there. I love it. So I was just wondering, I know you offer the option of going out to Benitas Island. No, when I've been down there, the fishing's been so good around Cedros. Why leave the place? But do you find, are there many people that opt to go off to Benitas? And what would be the attraction of going there instead of staying at Cedros?
Great question.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so funny that you had asked that because for a few years, people were going to Benito's. But I'll be honest with you, the last couple of years, it has been so epic around Cedros that people were like, okay, I don't want to spend the time to go there because I think it's 17 miles off of the north, off of Punta Norte. But with that being said, that fishing was great at Cedros, we still had a few people go there because they say, hey, it's the Jurassic Park of Calico and Sheephead and, you know, just...
It's a beautiful place.
Different scenery.
It's different.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it takes a little bit extra and fuel money to get over.
Yeah.
And time.
Yeah.
And it could, you know, honestly, that time that it takes you to get over there and the potential weather issues that ensue because of it, it's not always the best option.
No, and it's not. But it's something that you did bring up is like there, we always say, we will look at the weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So we always, before people even leave, I say, I look at the weather window, the wind, what's going on over there. And I'll say, okay, hey, Thursday's probably your best bet, but you're going to get with your Ponga captain because they're down there in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then make a edumacated decision.
It's the kind of thing you can't plan on 3 months in advance. You can't plan on it 3 weeks in advance. You just have to do it as your trip is there and like you said, real time.
Yeah, and
you hit the nail on the head. Like I have done it before with Cedros and sport fishing, and we had Jurassic Park. It was unbelievable bass fishing. With that said, the last three trips I've been down there, I went down there knowing, oh yeah, we're gonna go to Benito's and Wednesday's the day to do it or Friday's the day to do it. I was looking at Wendy.com and knew exactly what we're gonna do. And then we got down there, and our fishing was so good. It's like there's no way.
Why leave?
No, it's the oldest rule. You don't leave them to find
them.
And it was, what better are we going to find? We have epic yellowtail fishing, and then as soon as we're done with that, we fish calico bass all day long and are catching big ones. There's no way it could be better than we have it. And
because, I mean, it's a little bit of time to get out there, a little bit of time to get back. There is a fuel surcharge, so don't forget about that. But like you said.
But it's whatever. I mean, it's not a... The fuel charge was like $100 or something.
Yeah,
it was. It was when at the end of the day, it was that wasn't the factor. It was just how good the fishing was at the island that we were already at.
Exactly.
I dig it. Very cool. Well, hey, with that said, appreciate the call, Dave, very much. We're going to head down south again. We're going to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland is on the line. Good morning, John.
Hey, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey, Rosie, Jeff.
Hey, John.
Buenos dias. Well, we had... you know, it's been a late winter, I think, probably everywhere, for you guys up at Cedros as well. But it's been the last couple of weeks that north wind has finally died down, and the water's warming now. Just in the last week, it's bumped up to 3 degrees. It's about 73 now. And beautiful weather, cool mornings, and we're finally getting into some decent spring weather. Fishing's been, you know, okay, but improving now lately. We're having some big yellowtail as well. Off the front, you know, the smallest one I've actually seen is about 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
They're running from 20 to 50 pounds, some nice fish. And but that's actually kind of slowed down in front. They're catching and bouncing iron off the bottom, off of the La Rivera banks. They're right in front. And but that slowed down some. Serralvo is the hot spot. They're picking up loads and loads of yellowtail up there. Some on bait, but really most are being taken on iron, bounced off the bottom. That seems to be working really, really well. We've also got Dorado. Not a whole lot, but quality Dorado. I haven't seen any Dorado come in really again that are under 20 pounds. They're running 20 to 30 pounds, mostly bulls, and they're all taken on the troll. And they're pretty spread, you know, they're finding the more they find them, but they're around and it's kind of unusual seeing Dorado around this early in the year. So that's kind of good news. And then striped marlin, kind of, you know, normally April's a really, really good month for striped marlin. They're just starting to show up now. We're seeing a lot of tailors and there's been a few released this week. We haven't been sending out many boats, maybe two or three a day. So. But we're getting into it, guys, and we're looking forward to a good season. It's been weather, like I say, has been very, very pleasant, but cooler than normal for sure.
Well, glad to hear that it's so comfortable, and then the fishing is just hanging right along with it, John. Certainly great fishing. If somebody wants to come down and enjoy this great weather and the fishing that's only going to continue to get better, how do we find you at Rancho Leonero?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Yeah, you know, it's a real busy year for us, you know, our last year, so we're really booking up fast. So if you do plan on coming, I recommend that you call as soon as you can. 646-2252 or rancholandarrow.com. You can book online.
John, you guys are the absolute best. Appreciate it so much. Thanks for a great report. Glad to hear it's going so well, and we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you. Good show, you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, had a great text come through, and this one... was from John. John was from Rancho San Diego. Says, hey, great show, Rosie and Jeff. Can you talk a little bit about the end-of-the-day shore fishing at Cedros? I really want to catch a halibut. I really want to catch a halibut from the bank. Also, what's the biggest calico bass I can expect?
Oh, man.
Well, I'll start with the calico bass first. And that just depends on the one that wants to eat your lure, mm-hmm. right? I mean, you can't control it, but you can catch all day long, you know, fish up to 5 pounds.
Yeah, legit ones. I think that's what he means. Like, it's not like you're not catching little shore dinks. I mean, it's the real deal.
It's the real deal.
5 pounders are not uncommon.
No.
No.
Like, no, not at all. No. Like, that's, I mean, if your bucket list is a 5 pounder, hang on.
Toes in the sand,
well,
5 pounder.
And you know, I think I have in our brochure, I think I have Dallas with her calico, and I think that was 8 or 9, wasn't it?
Yeah, she had a 9. Yeah, 9.1. We weighed it on the scale. Yeah.
There you go.
And that would be, in my mind, that would be like maybe the better fish of the group, the trip.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's not uncommon. I mean, that's... I don't want to say that everybody's going to get a 9-pounder, but it's the kind of thing where...
It's not an unheard-of thing either.
No. There it is. Yeah.
There is a lot of bass around that
island.
It's... Yeah, if you're going to fish bass, you're going to have fun. Get on down there. As far as after the trip, in the evening when you get back, absolutely. If you have the energy desire.
That's the problem.
And
I say it every time I'm going to do it. No way.
Yeah.
So wasted after yellowtail
exactly.
and calico bass all day and a couple of cold ones. There's no way I'm making it down.
Yeah. Well, you stand
but I'm gonna.
You stand
yeah,
here at the
you
cliff.
Need to.
Yeah, you're at the cliff, and you're looking down, and you got a cocktail, and you go, okay, I want to go down there and catch some fish. And then you grab your rod, you grab a couple of extra sodas to drink, right? Shove them in your pockets, and you grab your little tackle box, and then you walk through the kitchen to go to the back stairs, and you look down at the 100 stairs, and you go, okay, that's not 100 stairs down. It's 100 stairs back up.
Yeah. but we'll get Richard down there to take you back up to the lodge.
You know, you're going to be a little bit exhausted if you caught fish all day long, but I highly recommend taking a very lightweight inshore rod. I set it up with just one of Corey's swim baits and just chucking it out. I've also fished it with a sinker, kind of like a dropper loop, and just dragging it along the bottom. You'll find the sandy spots along the beach. You can see them, and it's good.
You got legal halibut last year from shore.
We caught a few in the evening one of the nights we were down there, and we were just having a blast.
I've talked about it before, but some of the best halibut fishing that we had on the Qualifier 105 skiff trips was just north of town.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In 8 to 12 feet of water. So shallow. You wouldn't get them in that 15 to 20 feet, but you would get them in that 5 feet to 10, 12 feet. And that's exactly what you're fishing for.
Yeah, you're throwing your bait out there, and you go, oh, man, that was a great cast. And then you drag it along the bottom, and it's like, huh.
Like,
and
there's
5 feet from the shoreline where the waves are kind of crashing. When you say crashing, they're like a foot tall. But right there where it's all chewed up, bam.
Man.
Oh, it's... I'm gonna go.
when you're speed winding into because you think your cast is over, and you're trying to speed wind it in to make your another cast, and when one tries to rip the rod out of your hand because it ate it 4 feet off the rod tip,
that's
pretty darn cool.
Oh yeah.
Well, I remember Jimmy Hughes, our brother-in-law, was telling us that he was down there doing like an ecology trip, and they were going up close to Cedros in a smaller boat. And he's like, they're stacked, the halibut, they're just stacked like pancakes down there. All right,
that's
so Jimmy.
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. Well, let's jump back into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Russ? Russ from San Diego. Good morning. Welcome. Let's talk hookup this morning, Russ.
Hi, guys. Morning to you. Yeah, one quick comment because you just answered my question. I was fortunate enough to have gone to last year, July 4th, Let's Talk Hookup trip to Cedros. I went by myself. I was a novice, and I'm still a novice fisherman. Okay. I just wanted to say that Cedros is for everyone. I think it's important for Rosie and Jeff to pass on that, it is A-OK for newbies to go. You don't really have to be ultra experienced to go down to Cedrus. And everyone's helpful. Everybody's considerate. And the other thing is, you know, what I was concerned about was getting in the way of my ponga mates, my two other ponga mates, you know, when we were out fishing. But those boats are so large that actually there's plenty of room so that one really doesn't get in the way of their ponga mates. So I just wanted to pass that on. It's a great experience. I'm actually looking forward to going back next year. But thanks for all, and I'm signing off.
You know, I have to just go a little further on what you said because you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter if you're an experienced angler or someone who has never literally fished before. Yeah. We've had a few people down there last year, one being a gal that was in her 60s, that she was just going along for the ride. She wasn't going to fish. And I get seasick. It's like, you know what? I talked to her before she left as we were down at the CBX. It's like, just go.
Yes,
one day, just go. You know, the pongas, they're low to the water. It's not like you're, you know, on a boat that might be high and moving and stuff like that. I said, you're low to the water. And I said, and then if you don't feel it, they'll take you back.
And these aren't 17-foot skinny little skiffs.
No,
either. I mean, they're built to the largest specs allowable to fish in those waters.
Yes, they are. Well, I tell you what, she came back, and well, even before she came back, she called me and said she had the time of her life. That day, she caught a 32-pound yellowtail.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So cool.
Never fished before.
Never fished before and caught a 32-pound. The picture of her, tears just rolling down her face.
That's so rad.
And just, you know, the smile, and she says, literally, you know, as everyone always says, I'm hooked.
Yeah, totally.
I am hooked. So it was fabulous.
I love it. That's so cool.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back talking more cool stuff at Cedrus Island when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well-taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and man, having so much fun, and one open line, Rick, if you want to join us, now's your chance, it's all yours, 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app, and a lot of texts coming in, too, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego from C4 Sportfish, and we're going to flip a coin.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there and low, low, low gas prices for your car, truck, or trailer boat only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. The Auto Bistro at Summit has everything you need to go fishing. They've got the beer, they've got sodas, they got waters and snacks and sandwiches, and you can even get your California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. So if you got your buddy showing up early in the morning, you need to have a license. You know the spot to make it happen. They also have tons of ice available, and it's free with a purchase, and you get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. At Summit Gasoline, the lowest gas prices and free ice. It's an easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer, too. Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And don't forget to buy your Friends of Rollo grand raffle prize tickets, because somebody's going to win $2,000 in fuel and all the ice that you can use while you have that while you have your $2,000 card. That drawing's going to be held on April 29th, so there's still time to buy your tickets. But basically, one of the prizes is a gift card that's good for $2,000 worth of fuel from
that's
Summit,
crazy.
And you get as much ice as you need while there's still money on that card.
Which is even as crazy.
That's so rad.
All the ice you can use.
I like that place so much, man. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to start with our catch report off of a Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Willie's on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, everybody. What's happening?
What's up, Willie?
Morning.
We're doing
morning.
Great.
Man, Rosie had me at halibut stacked like pancakes.
Totally.
Holy cow. Yeah, I just...
No, it's holy halibut.
Images of that. Yeah, that's insane. Wow. Good stuff. Well, hey, for us this week, you know, just a typical April week kind of in the books here for us. Like, on the half-day front here, this local stuff's still trying really hard to improve. We're seeing still some little areas of some dirty water, but it's trying real hard to clean up. Our water temps, 57 to 58 is kind of what the half-day anglers had to brave and battle. A little bit of calico bass action on the small artificial lures, like those little zoom flukes, something small, low profile. Corey, your little flukes were catching fish this week, too. Just for the hardcore bass guys, that's what they were getting their bites on, something small that kind of looked like an anchovy. But most of the half-day action for us was near the bottom with the sheephead and the whitefish and sculpin. Three-quarter day has either been down off Pendleton there with the heavier passenger loads. We've been down there on the anchor fish and rockfish. Or the lighter loads midweek, we've been out there on that 14-mile bank. And conditions on the coast have been tricky. Down there last week, we had raging downhill current. This week we had raging uphill current kind of laying us into the wind, so it made things on the anchor a little tricky. But we're still able to make some catches down there on some reds, boccaccio, whitefish, kind of rounding out that local count. But out there on that bank, it's been good. That deeper, like 70 to 100 fathom zone with some big chilies, big bank rockfish, and some real nice boccaccio filling the bags out there. So full reels with braided line, very important. Leave your spinning gear at home. That stuff will not work. It is not the right setup for out there. But come prepared also with the right amount of sinkers. We've been fishing 12 to 16 ounces of weight, which has been nice out there. There hasn't been much current, and the conditions have been really good and giving us good access to that deeper water. And then over at Clemente, the Fury, he's had excellent fishing. Marcus's limits of rockfish for his trips this week, very good fishing on the reds. And when they've kind of wrapped their cod drops and gotten back into the shallows, it's been epic whitefish action, just more white fillet meat on top of white fillet meat, and had a handful of nice ling cod and some bonito and stuff out there as well. So hoping for the week to continue like that.
Yeah,
just a little tweak on this local scene would be nice, but, you know, the way it's been, we can't really complain. So if you guys want to come fishing with us, and you can swing a midweek day, I would say that's the day to pull it off. And if we need to sweeten the deal a little bit more, if you use the code SPRING25, I'll save you 25% on one of those half or three-quarter day trips. So,
that's a great savings.
You guys are still rad, Willie. That's awesome.
So just save a few bucks.
Out there.
That's right. We want to get you guys out there and get some of the stuff. But just come prepared. If you want to fish that deep stuff, you have to have the right tackle. So call the landing, talk to your friends, do whatever you need to do. Stop at the tackle shop. Get the braided line on that reel. Bring your sinkers, and we can take care of the rest of it on the boat for you.
And I have to say, 57 to 58 degree water sounds like a huge improvement, for sure.
It has definitely cleaned up a bit, but it's just funky. You know, we've had that wind, dirty patches. It's trying to. It almost looked like we were going to see a little bit of red tide, even, but it's working hard to straighten itself out. So
soon coming.
Hoping that's right, exactly. We need some sunshine.
Right on, Willie. Well, a great report as always. Glad to hear that the outside trips are seeing such good fish in the half day too. And let's hope that this current straightens out for you and you get some nice down and in and get even better than it was this week. Great report as always, brother. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Right, guys. Thanks for that. We'll catch you later. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that very much. Hey, now while we're waiting for our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson, we got another great buddy on the line, and that's Mike Lum from Friends of Rollo, a.k.a. Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Well, looks like we might have dropped Mike
nope,
there.
I'm on here.
Oh, there he is. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Yeah. The one and only.
Hey, good morning. Always a pleasure hearing Rosie and Jeff on the show. And Rick, thank you for reminding everybody about the great $2,000 gasoline voucher there from Summit, but there's also another really great prize on that list of 30 items that we're raffling off here on the 29th, and that is a five-day trip to Seagros, sport fishing.
Right.
And so the list of prizes that we're giving away this year is just unbelievable. And the top 10 winners will get to select what they want. And so that makes it very, very nice for the winners, and I'm sure that Seagros trip is going to be one of the first taken. I'm not sure whether it'll be the gasoline or the Seagros trip, but I'm sure we'll have no trouble getting the first couple people to select those. So anyway, these raffle tickets.
Think about how tough of a decision that's going to be. Say you get pulled number one, and you're trying to just those two, and the list of unbelievable prizes is crazy. But think about how tough that decision really is going to be to make. I mean, there are some fantastic prizes.
Yeah, this is one of the best lineups of prizes I think we've ever had, and sales have been really brisk. Just yesterday kicked off this Okuma promotion, and Tim has been very busy selling tickets. And the way that works is anybody that wants to buy five of the Grand Raffle tickets gets entered into a special drawing, and we're going to give away $2,000 worth of Okuma fishing tackle, compliments of the folks over at Okuma that are helping us sell these raffle tickets here in the final couple weeks.
And that's just by buying five tickets you get entered into that?
Yeah, you buy five grand raffle tickets at $10 a piece. So for $50, you get five great chances to win these great prizes. And then in addition, you're in a special drawing, and only those people that bought five tickets from yesterday to the drawing will be eligible to win the Okuma prize package. So the odds of winning are quite good. And like I say, Tim has been very busy yesterday selling tickets. I'm sure today will be no different. And it just takes five tickets to be entered into that. And we encourage everybody, even if you've already bought tickets, you might want to buy five more just to get involved in that and help us get more kids out on the water.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage of that, get the five tickets, get themselves into that $2,000 worth of Okuma fishing tackle side raffle, how do we do it?
Well, it's really easy. You can call 909-223-9631. That's Tim's phone number. Call him, and he will set you up with the tickets you want. Or if you prefer, send him an email, tim@rollokids.org, and just leave your name and telephone number. He'll call you back and get your tickets set up. I want to remind everybody that, unfortunately, in California, we cannot sell raffle tickets online. It's a state law, and we can't do it. We have to do it over the phone or in person. And this is a little cumbersome, but it works. And if anybody will just send Tim an email, tim@rollokids.org, leave your name and phone number. He'll get back to you and get you the tickets so you have a chance to win all these great prizes. And and a chance at that Okuma shopping spree.
Mike, the phone cut out the teeniest bit when you were reading the phone number. One more time, give us that that 909 phone number.
909-23-631. You can also find that information at rallokids.org, or you can find it on the Friends of Rallo Facebook page.
Perfect. Well, a great job, Mike. I'm sure that Tim was very busy yesterday. And, man, for only buying five tickets to get entered into a side raffle that's going to be worth $2,000, I have a feeling that he's going to be very busy again today. Great job. Appreciate everything you do for Captain Rallo's, and we'll look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there. And, hey, one of my favorite things on this planet, Rick, you know, is surf fishing. We got the guru on the line, Gundy. I have to mention, Gundy, awesome article you did in Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. Shallow water halibut fishing, buddy.
Hey, oh, that's your style.
Yeah, bring it on.
Thank you.
What's up, Gundy?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to make readjust guys' thinking. You know, normally you think this time of year you're in your little skiff and you go out in 60 to 100 feet of water drift for halibut, and it is productive. But, you know, if you do the work and fish those inside structures in 1 to 3 fathoms, you know, it's very dynamic and you find some nice quality fish. But I thank some of the kids over there at Pacific Coast sending me some of those nice halibut photos. Those guys are good. They go creeping around those backwaters and bays, and you know what I mean? That's how you find those fish. Yeah, we have a little bit of disappointment this week. You know, we had those two big hens, but, you know, it's really interesting. The water off San Diego is really cold. You know, we haven't seen, like, cold water like this in a while, and so that's a factor. But, you know, we do have the grunion runs and everything else, but some streaky water moved in, and that kind of knocked things down. We also had some lazy tides midweek. There was some odd tides with not a lot of water movement. But looking forward, we're going to get some stroking tides this week, and we've got really good weather. So, I mean, you go out this week, and I think you're going to stick a halibut. I'll tell you that right now. Hook, Line, Sinker reported good barred perch fishing off the western beaches. Spots like Gaviota, Refugio, El Capitan, that's been a good section for a while there. More quality fish showing, and now they've got a pretty regular flow of ripe spawners. So the spawn is on the way up there. Lots of 6 to 10 inch fish, real nice quality fish, and then better kickers. I think 13 inch was a better fish this week, and that's real nice barred perch fishing. And if you really want to catch the big ones, this is the time to do it, the best time of the year. The halibut bite up there slowed. A few legal fish reported, but some streaky water, they had some of those issues too. Big Fish reported several legal halibut were taken along Shoreline Drive and Cherry Beach there in Long Beach. This is a typically good spot when the grunions start running, and we know we had our first grunion run. We got another one coming up, so a lot of staging grunion in this area, and one of the best rigs they use up there is a pearl-colored Zoom Fluke, the smaller model, or the larger model fish as well. Top fish was 30 inches this week. Ketchum Tackle reported a few better-sized barred perch taken near the Wedge Jetty there. Big 2-inch pumpkin seed grubs fished on a 3/4-ounce sinker. That sounds a little heavy, but I know that beach, and from the Wedge north, about half a mile, it's real steep in there, and it's difficult to fish. But if you can hold your bait in there with a quality, I mean, with a heavier sinker, like a 3/4-ounce, there's some big perch in there, and that's something to keep an eye on. Pacific Coast reported some stretches of off-color water slowed the halibut bite. The tides were weak, too, but the dirty water was more of the problem. Still more halibut showing on the beaches there. The lagoon bite was slower for halibut, but the spotted bay bass bite, and I got this from up and down the coast, was just red hot, even with the weaker tides. So, but you got to figure a spotted bay bass, if you're sitting in the harbor for the last 2 months, you probably haven't eaten a lot with the conditions. So these fish are eager. The weather is good. It's time to get out there, Corey.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We'll take it.
And don't let the cold water scare you either, Gundy. I mean,
yep.
I've had two legal halibut from the surf this year so far in like 52 degree water. So they're used to it. They have to eat. And I mean, would it be better in 62? Absolutely. But
52?
Like freezing
How
cold.
How cold are your feet when you get back in the car?
Super cold, seriously.
Really? Like,
you got to wear your fur-lined flip-flops, huh?
Yeah, like extremely cold. And surpriser too, a couple short sea bass.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Listen, I think this spring, I talked about it with Rick, and cold water is not such a bad thing. Like,
no.
It sucks, but we can make the most of it, right?
Yeah, what do you say, Corey? Downsize your bait, you know, think about jerk baits. And slow down your presentation. Is that what you'd say?
I don't mean to smash your idea, but I'm using a 5-inch weedless on a 7-inch Katsu, and it's a total grunion imitation. And the grunion run started this month, and I had one of those legal halibut in February. So wrap your mind around that.
Yeah.
And it works, man. Bring it on. I'm ready.
It's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
Gundy, I love it.
Well, like we were talking a few weeks ago, you know, sometimes, you know, those halibut, when there is a lack of bait, you know, like anchovy sardine or school bait, they will go into that surf line and look for bigger targets like small barred perch, shiner perch, or grunion.
Bring it
That's it, man. I dig it.
I like your style.
Gundy, great report, bro. We sure appreciate it.
Great show, guys.
Look forward to
Have a good week.
You too, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Hey, that wraps us up. Big news coming up. Want to remind you, Dana Landing on Mission Bay is having their season kickoff sale. It's Saturday, March the 6th. Things start off at 7 a.m. with a big sale and a live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast. Here's just a sample of some of the crazy deals they're going to be having at Dana Landing. It's going to be all available starting at 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. That is the cutoff. It has to be there between those times. It's on May the 6th. Buy two, get one free on all hooks and all jigs. That includes Nomad Mad Max. Get that right. Buy two, get one free. 20% off all Yeti products, including the buckets, coolers, and cups. 25% off all clothing, including Olakai footwear and sunglasses that never go on sale. Dana Landing is overstocked on pen rods, so they're all going to be 25% off. You're going to get free Spectra Phillips with any reel purchase, free jig ring replacements by OTC. There's also going to be a 20 manufacturer's reps on hand to answer all your questions from all the major saltwater brands. Then there's going to be killer seminars. Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits, Benny from Shimano, Afrin from War Baits. That's all happening right next door at Fast Lane Kayaks, which are also going to have a bunch of deals on clothing, Hobie kayaks, and accessories, and free Salty Crew beers. It all happens Saturday, May 6th, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's only at Dana Landing, across from SeaWorld and Mission Bay. This is a not miss event.
It's going to be fun. And as mentioned, those 5-inch weed lists, I'm bringing a whole table of them.
Dude.
For surf fishing, for calico fishing, the calico fishery locally has changed in the last 7 years. Like, it's gone to where there's a tremendous amount of, like, 2-pounders, 1.5 to 2.5 pounds, and a 5-inch is so much fun. It's just a fun way to get it done.
And that's about all you fish when you go to the kelp these, in comparison to the traditional,
Well, the 7-inch is prior to 7 years ago, there were so many, like, 11, 12-inch bass that I could use a 7-inch, and I could weed out the 5 to 6-pounders so easily. But now there's so many 2 to 3-pounders that the 7-inch just, you miss a lot of those pound-and-a-half, 2-pound bites.
Mm-hmm.
But with a 5-inch, you wrangle them all, man. It's just, you could go have a 50-fish day, like, super easy.
What's your favorite hook for that? 5-inch weedless.
Hands down, the 7-aught Gamakatsu.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, Gamakatsu, but that the spring, you have to change them out.
Like,
and that's an owner large spring.
So you put a larger spring and a 7-0 weedless hook.
Come down on the 6th.
There you go.
You
perfect.
Can see it all, and we'll have a lot of fun.
I love it. That's awesome.
Hey, we're going to be right back talking more fun in Cedros. I'm going to bring some of those 5-inch to fish at beach at Cedros. Hey, we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.